Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited to be on another broadcast here in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and I hope where you are, it is beautiful as well. It has been a really extra warm day for the month of November, but you know, sometimes we get those, what they call Indian summers. So thank you so much for tuning in to the show. Welcome to Issues Concerning Women. I'm your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. If this is your first time tuning in to our show, we thank you so very much. For our longtime listeners, we thank you as well, because we couldn't keep doing this without you. Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long-term and short-term goals, assisting them in the areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated helps small nonprofit organizations become foundationally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse households and to foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition programs. Also, we have entrepreneurship programs, relationship building programs, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference in the lives of our community. Our mission is to create economic independence for all women and their families by providing a voice to those that will otherwise not be heard. Issues Concerning Women was created to encourage all to take charge of their lives and to become educated and savvy about all aspects of life. So I want to bring on the call my dear friend, Veronica McMillan. Good afternoon, Veronica.
Good afternoon, Francine. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you today?
Doing well, doing well. Thank you, ma'am.
Awesome, awesome. And I just want to let the listening audience know that if we have any technical difficulties, we will log back in because there something just happened right at the on the hour, and it just went kapoop. And I was like, wait a minute, I don't know what happened. But, you know, with technology, sometimes it does that. So I was able to get right back in. So just in case that happens, we'll just log back in. And so how has your day been? I know you said it's been great. It's been a beautiful day in the city, Veronica.
Yes. Summer-like temperatures, and that will happen all the way through to mid-next week. So, yeah, so, weather, you know, the old folks used to say, they used to call this pneumonia weather. Remember that when we were kids?
Yes.
When it was supposed to be wintertime, but yet it's summer, and they said they would call it pneumonia weather. And I told my husband today, I said, you know, this is pneumonia weather. But it's beautiful, and I'm just, you know, I'm just thankful to God to be alive.
Absolutely, and we used to call it Indian summer because we knew it wasn't gonna last long.
Exactly. Yep.
It was just for a bit. I don't know why they gave it Indian summer. I don't know why, but anyway, my grandma used to say it's Indian summer. Still put on your jacket. I'm like, oh, I don't want to put on a jacket. It's warm, you know. But it has been an absolutely beautiful day. I didn't venture out only to my front yard, but I still got a little bit of sunshine today. And so that's so important for us to get a little bit of sunshine, to breathe, to drink our water, to exercise, do all those things that we need to do. Because I know, as all of us know, that we can get consumed by everything that is going on around us, and you can get exhausted trying to figure stuff out. But we're not going to do that. We're just going to move on. We've done what we needed to do as leaders in the community, and we helped as much as we could help. We've done all that we could do. So now we're just going to wait and just see how everything turns out, because we have no control over anything. And so that's where we're going to leave it at tonight. So, Veronica, I want you to share with our audience some of the programs that you have coming up. And we've been talking about Beyond the March, and I know last week you had an amazing show on. So kudos to you, my sister, and your students. So that was very, very amazing. So can you tell us a little bit about Beyond the March, where we are with that, and your students, and what you guys did last week, just in case somebody didn't catch it?
Yeah, well, last week was a show with some young leaders from the Jack and Jill, the Norfolk Jack and Jill chapter, and they have been really kind of talking about this whole moment that we're in, the voting and what have you, even though some of them were not, you know, able to vote, just to see young people really voice their opinion about really what's going on and how they were just so in tune with everything. I don't ever remember when I was 14 or 15 that I was so in tune to what was going on in society or the election. I just don't remember any of that. And I was just so amazed at how these kids were involved and how these kids saw this election, what was going on. They talked about women's rights. They talked about their career. So it was just amazing just to hear young people speak. What we're doing with Beyond the March really is to kind of jumpstart from where we are. This year, goal one was really about community conversations, and we had five. And so that was a blessing. And from those community conversations, again, from the mouths of babes, I saw the importance of being able to have them to continue understanding about law enforcement, about societal issues, about laws and all of that stuff. And so we're launching in January, basically, the Kids Law Academy, and it's going to be an engaging, interactive 12-week program that we're going to be doing with two groups of kids, and we're also doing a sort of like I don't know, remember, Francine, in 2007 and 8, we did the Boys to Men program. And so we're going to have sort of like that with black male mentors mentoring older boys. And so we got one team that we're working on right now, being able to get that mentor in place to be able to help him. But really it is to keep these kids engaged and helping them to have a voice. And so that Kids Law Academy will launch in January, and we're going to do the an advisory board. So we're working on the kids advisory board for these two age groups. So we're looking for the kids that were in that were a part of our conversation that we had with the police officers, and now we want those kids to help us to develop the curriculum, to share ideas about some of the activities that we have planned, to share ideas and information about what they want to see and want to do in terms of their careers if they decide to go into law enforcement. So I'm excited about the community partners that we're going to work with. We want them to really have a court experience. So we're going to be working with Regent University with their law department so that the kids can actually have a day in court, a mock day in court. And so it's going to be a really interactive sort of kind of thing that we're going to be doing with these kids. And so I'm excited, Francine, about where year two is going to go. And then, of course, we'll be looking for grants. I've kind of identified a grant that I want to go after for our program, even though this program is primarily going to be supported by the funds that we already have. And then in January, applying for a grant that will help us to pay our consultants to do some of the other things that we want to do and to make sure that we also can augment the cost, because it is going to be a $35 registration. So if a family has a problem with paying that registration, we will have that money's available to take care of that as well. And that's it. That's all it costs. It will cost for them to be in a 12-week program. So I'm excited about it.
Wonderful. Awesome. And it really sounds like we have it all kind of laid out, which is wonderful. And so I can't, you know, we don't want to rush the end of the year because we know this is, you know, we're trickling along to, you know, November,
yep.
December, holiday season
yep.
is coming about. And we're
mm-hmm.
not quite sure what it's going to look like for a lot of families this year because
mm-hmm.
of the pandemic. But what we do
right.
know is that families find a way somehow.
Mm-hmm.
They find a way to figure it all out. And so we want to do,
yep.
you know, whatever we can do as far
mm-hmm.
as the community is concerned. And so we, you know, we'll be doing some things, one or two things during the holidays. And so, and
mm-hmm.
that brings me right into my next segment for you, Veronica, and then I'll talk about some stuff. I know you have a program that you're doing in December, and I wanted you to share that as well with the audience for the ladies.
Well, thank you again, Francine. Yeah, we've been blessed to have a day, an event called Crowning Her Queen. We wanted to really honor women who normally don't be honored. We wanted to honor women who either lived in a shelter or is living in a shelter, or a woman who has lived in a hotel or living in a hotel, or just a single mama grinding it out. I was thinking about this. I remember when, you know, I had my two sons. I was in school. I had a low-income job that I was trying to
mm-hmm.
pay the bills and all that stuff. And the struggle, you know what I mean? The struggle
mm-hmm.
just to get your bills paid, to have things for them and all of that stuff. And there was really no one honoring, though, you know, that kind of woman who's grinding it out. We honor each other, those of us, you know, who have community impact awards. You know, we do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
People say, yeah, you know, doing all that stuff. But we're not really kind of looking back and said, there are women grinding it out daily that really
mm-hmm.
just need, you know, somebody to say, girl, you're a boss. You're a queen. You're
mm-hmm.
doing it. And so we want to do
right.
that. And so this event is really going to be where we are going all out for these women. There, we have a donation from a sister that gave us gowns, 15 or more gowns that she's given us, and those gowns will be given to the women. We're hoping that every woman can, you know, with the variety of sizes that we'll have, one for every woman, and if not have one, be able to assist her in maybe possibly getting a really pretty, you know, evening dress or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a jazz band. We're going to have a poet. Every woman's going to get a cash donation. Every woman's going to get a bouquet of flowers. We're just going to make over her. She's going to get a bag full of new items, and these are gently used designer purses that these women will get, along with the fact that, you know, you have they're going to have a gift box and all of that. So that day, we're going to be honoring these women who really are our unsung heroes in the community, but no one really realizes that they are there because they are grinding it out every day. And so that was something
mm-hmm.
that I thought would be so great just before the Christmas holidays to just say, girl, we got you, and you are a queen. So I'm excited about that. So that's going to be December the 5th from 2 to 4 p.m. at HP and Arts Music Studio and in the Chesapeake Square Mall. So, yeah, we're just excited. And you and I will be looking at gowns on Saturday, trying to
yeah.
make sure that we have make sure that every woman will be able to have a gown. And if we don't have a gown, trying to at least get her in a nice just evening dress. You know what I mean? They don't have
mm-hmm.
to have a gown, but since those gowns
right.
were donated, we wanted to do that. So that's
absolutely.
Sort of kind of where we are right now.
And it's so wonderful that this program is going to come about. And so I'm looking forward to, you know, the process. I'm looking forward to meeting the ladies and, again,
yes.
being able to honor them because so many times we reach out to the sisters who can't afford maybe to go to our programs or we don't
mm-hmm.
know who she is unless somebody tells us. So this is a great
right.
segue into next to 2021 because we need to be able to help in a way that they get gifts, Yes, that's true. But also it empowers them to possibly want to do something else. And when they get in a position to be of service to someone else, they will always remember this day and be able to pay it forward. And that's what it's all about. It's not about us getting anything back. It's about being in the community, using the resources that we have, and just being able to honor our sisters who are struggling, who have those kids, who are trying to work from home now, trying to do homeschooling. I talked to some of the teachers. I talked to some of the parents, and it is a very challenging time. A lot of the students are not making their grade because the teachers, and, you know, I love my teachers, they're not as attentive as some of the students may need. And it's not the teacher's fault. It's not the teacher's fault. I'm not saying that. But some students need more help than others. Some students you can put on a, you know, give them a laptop and tell them to do their work and they're going to do it. Some of them not going to do anything. They're just going to sit there and look at you. You mock them present because they're there, but they're really not engaging. So this is a really hard time for our little people, which is was my biggest concern, Veronica, when we were talking about this. And then my other concern is for the parents, how stressed out they are. And so this could be just a way for us to lift that burden just for a few hours and give them some kind of joy. So I'm really excited about it. And, you know, and I'm and kudos to our teachers. I'm not saying I have my nieces are teachers, and Veronica, you're a teacher, you're a professor. And so I know how hard it is to teach online, and I teach as well online. Yeah. And so it's very difficult to engage when we're online. And I'll give you a perfect example. Last night I was doing a class, and now people don't want to show their face on the Zoom.
Right.
So they're X out. I don't know if they're there or not. So when I ask them to engage in the chat and they don't say anything, see, this teacher going to call you out. I'd be like, hey, so-and-so, you still there? Are you following?
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the quiz with us now? If they don't say anything, then I mark that down because I don't. They're probably not there. It's just on and they're vacuuming it or doing whatever. And so it's very hard. So what I did, and I had to, I took my old self last night. I said, well, okay, if you don't show me your face, then you're not getting credit for this class. You know, then them X's start going away and people's faces start popping up. And, you know, because I need to know that they are there.
If
I'm spending 2 hours. I've prepared for the class. I've, you know, got my PC in. You know, I'm doing my part. And I ask a question in the chat and nobody says anything. I'm like, is anybody there? Am I just talking to myself? You know, and so if I and I did last night. I've never done that before. And I'm saying, if you don't show your face, then I'm going to mark you absent for this class. And they fell out last night. It's like, Miss Tracy, you are funny. But we have to know that this is challenging for all of us. It's challenging times that we're going through. And I just took up my own self when I did that because. I know how hard it is as an instructor and, you know, as a teacher to teach. And I also know how hard it is for the parents and the students. So I'm excited about this program, Veronica. I am just over the moon excited, and it's going to be a fabulous evening. We already know that.
It is. Yeah.
It's going to be fabulous. And so if somebody would like more information on just how to contact us, any, you know, whether it's for this program or anything else that we're doing, can you please give them your information? And how they can reach.
Sure. Wonderful. Yeah, because we're still looking for 2 more women. I think our count right now is 13 women. We're going to cut it off at 15 because of we initially wanted 25, but then we thought about space and then their guest, the woman that's going to be crowning her. So we wanted to make those numbers, you know, be doable so that people feel safe, so that you can do that social distancing and all of that stuff. So we still have room for 2 more women, and so we're looking for 2 more women to honor. I know that we put some stuff out to the shelters and all of that stuff, and we haven't really heard back, but from one of them, and they still haven't sent anyone over. But certainly if anybody needs to connect with me, they can connect with us on our website. They can call me at 757-572-0974. Of course, they can connect with Francine because we're kind of connected at the hip. And then if they needed to basically go to our website, that's www.micrononprofitnetwork.org. That particular event is not on our website because this sort of kind of came up out of our Bag Lady Project from what we were doing last year.
Yes,
and so it,
yes.
It sort of kind of evolved from there that we wanted to take it a little bit further than just mm-hmm. giving women bags. And so basically that's how they can contact me, Francine. And, of course, they certainly can contact you as well to get the information that they need for the event.
Absolutely. And my email address is icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.org. And now this program won't be there, but you still can connect me there, and it'll send me an email, and then I can email you back. Or you can call me at 757-567-6734. And please only call if you're serious and you really want to talk to me about something. I do not call people back who do not leave me messages. That is just standard for me. I love getting phone calls, and I love talking to the community, but I don't call people back. If you just call and breathe at my phone, don't do that, because it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. So a little bit about what I'm doing in the coming weeks, and Veronica is instrumental in helping me with this. I am on WGPL every Wednesday from 11:30 to 11:45, and it's called Finances with Francine and Friends. And Veronica has been on the show, and she did a wonderful job, as she always does. And what I'm doing with that program is just talking to people about budgeting and their funds. And I call it with Francine and Friends because a lot of the information that I get, it comes from other sources like Veronica and that I work closely with, or the organizations that I work with, and from time to time I will have people come on the show with me. And so it's been really interesting to be back at the local studio, and I'm honored that they asked me to do this thing. And so if you get an opportunity, you can catch me on Wednesday, 11:30 a.m. to 11:45 at 1350 a.m., and it's called Joy, I believe. And from time to time, you'll catch Veronica there as well because, and like she said, we're attached at the hip. So where I go, she goes, and we just take care of things. One of the things that I really want to do going into the new year is to I know Veronica's doing the academy for the law academies for the kids. And so what I've been kind of kicking around a little bit, and Veronica and I have not talked about this, so this will be a newsflash for the audience, is to possibly do something like that in the finance sector for the children, because I believe the reason why a lot of us adults are not as far as we could be in our financial growth is because we weren't taught it until we were already older. And so I think this would be a really great program for our high school students, or they're, you know, eighth, ninth, you know, I think that's middle school, between middle and high school students, to introduce them to the world of finance, and doing it in the same, sort of the same manner that Veronica is doing the Law Academy, taking them to a facility where they can actually talk to people who work with money all day long, and that's all they do. So I'm kind of kicking that around a little bit as we go into the new year to be one of the attachments that we add to the Beyond the March program, because I know that there's a need for this because our families are struggling, and they will continue to struggle until we figure out the finances. And we can't always talk about our money emotionally, because that's what we do. But once we learn the scientific way and the mathematical way to think about our money, it's going to make a big difference in our society. So I'm putting that together for 2021 as well. So we got a lot going on, audience. And so, Veronica, I thank you for everything that you've been doing and putting programs together. And so you certainly inspired me to start thinking about this. It has kind of been a thought, and I want to, and not only just high school students, but I do this every day with adults. And so I encourage them to bring, you know, their children to some of our programs when they can. But I know a lot of times the adults just want to go out, hang out by themselves. They don't want to bring the kids. So I thought maybe this would probably be a way that the children could get involved and teach them about money, so that they could learn the process and how it works. Because I know when I was growing up and thinking about my grandmother today, she was the person that introduced me to a savings account. And do you remember the little passport book, Veronica?
Yep.
And when you would go and get you would put your little $2 in the bank, And your grandma, said, now, baby, this is your bank account. And when you add some more money to it, you're going to get interest on the interest. And I was like, okay, you know. And that was the last time I ever heard about interest. And, you know, so nobody ever explained it to me until I became older, until I took classes when I was much older. It wasn't even in my college. They didn't even explain it to us in college. You know, we just had a quick math class and that was it. But nobody really explained finance. So I think that would be a great way for our young people to learn about it. And then they're going to teach their parents about it. So I think we're on to something here, Veronica, with these young people. So I'm very excited about it. And, you know, we're just going to pray and ask God to make a way to make that happen. So I look forward to talking to Veronica more about it and also talking to the listening audience. And maybe there are people out there who have suggestions and things that they would like to do. And from time to time, like I said, people will call and ask if we have something for the children. And if it's just one of my regular classes, of course, they can bring their kids. But if it's a more adult setting, like when we're at the Western, that's not a place for children, you know. And so they kind of, I think the kids get left out when they have so much to say. And isn't it wonderful, like you said, that 14 and 15-year-olds, they have an opinion about a whole lot.
Oh,
of stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
And yes, and so we, you know, they are encouraging me, and I'm inspired by the young people. That's what keeps me going. In my business, when I get to talk to young people and I get to look at them, have no fear in the conversations that they have, because they'll tell you when they don't like stuff, which is what I like about you know.
Yeah.
An adult will like hold back if they don't like something. They're like, I don't really like that, but they won't say anything. But young people will tell you if they don't like something, and they'll even give you a suggestion on how to change it. So I'm looking forward to everything that's happening in the future. And I'm so excited that we get to do this show together, Veronica. So we got about 4 minutes. Is there anything else you would like to share tonight about what's going on in the nonprofit world?
Well, it really is. It's just basically a word of encouragement for people, because we're in a time where you can get dizzy with all the noise, you know, in the world and what is going on at this time. And so, you know, the thing that I would say to everybody, and even saying to my own self, just basically, just spend some moments being quiet. You know what I mean? It's so important to just spend some time where you are quiet, because when your mind is cluttered, you cannot have creative thoughts come from that place. You cannot move to do the things that you want to do because it's so cluttered and there's so much noise around you, the environmental noise, the noise in your own head saying, you ain't going to make it, this ain't going to happen, this is going to be, you ain't got no money, all those thoughts that we all kind of have. And whether you're in a for-profit or a non-profit business, every business takes time. I mean, we just got to, as long as we've been out here grinding, got to a place where things are not as, we're not struggling as hard as we, not to say that that's not going to be a trend, you know, that down the road that may not be something, but right now, God has blessed us in the time of the pandemic. So I just tell everybody, just take a moment to just step back.
Absolutely, and that is great, a great word of encouragement. And so what I wanted to say to anybody that can hear the sound of my voice, and we've been in constant prayer. We never stop. We pray all the time, you know, and it's not about beating you over the head about God or anything like that. But we also know that prayers will be answered. And you cannot truly be free from anything if you're worried, if you have anxiety, if you have tension, if you are showing harassment, or if you're bitter. So you have to let some things go. And I just, like I said this, I think this was Wednesday, I said, you know, everybody needs to just take a deep breath, you know. Go outside and get some fresh air, you know, just let it go. There are some things you can't change, you can't control, controllables. And the only one true thing you can control is yourself. Sometimes you can't even control your own thinking, but you can control your actions. Because even though you're thinking something that may not be pleasant, you can say, wait a minute, Francine, that's not something that I should be doing at this particular time. Let me slow down here for a minute. Let me get some water. Let me go for a walk. Let me clear my head and think about this thing. And I think people are just so anxious. And, again, you can't be truly free if you are in bondage. And that can be of your own doing. So I'm just saying, just take a deep breath Everything's going to be all right. We've lived through everything that we've ever lived through, and we're still here. So that's all I got to say about that. So, Veronica, it's 7 o'clock. Thank you, my sister, so much for joining me. I'm looking forward to all that has been done in the backgrounds that's coming to the forefront and us just standing together and doing what we need to do. God bless you. Yep. God bless our audience. And we will see you next week. Take care now.
Yep. Bye-bye. God bless. Bye-bye now.